This past Monday, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez faced sharp questions from both Democratic and Republican senators in an appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee, where he defended the warrantless wiretap program authorized by President Bush after the September the 11th terrorist attacks. We're going to be joined now by Senator Sam Brownback. We hope to be joined a bit later by Dick Durbin. Sam Brownback is a Republican of Kansas. If you, by the way, have questions for the senators who put the questions to Attorney General Gonzalez, give us a phone call. Our number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email us talk@npr.org. And Senator Brownback, thanks very much for being with us today.
You're welcome, Neil. Good to join you.
What do you think we learned this week?
I think we learned about an important program. I think we also learned some about the operation of the program for as far as its legal basis in operating and the administration's position on that. And I think we also learned that if we're going to continue to have this level of information and we need this level of intelligence information, I think we need to urge the administration and work with them to alter the FISA court. This is this private secret court to be able to have a system that can be easily accessible by an administration that's needing information to stop al-Qaeda-type cells.
And a system that would be recognizable to everyone as being perfectly legal.
As being perfectly legal, yet private, and not revealing sources and methods in the intelligence gathering. In the war on terrorism, which I believe we're going to be involved in for a decade, if not more, intelligence is our key asset. But yet we need to have a system that I believe has a second set of eyes looking at the information gathering features.
And we have been joined now by Senator Richard Durbin, Democrat of Illinois. Senator Durbin, good to have you on the program as well.
Thank you.
And let me ask you the same question I began for Senator Brownback. What did we learn this week?
I think we learned several things. First, we learned that there is no law authorizing what the administration is doing. Second, we did not receive an assurance from Attorney General Gonzalez that the administration is using this program for precisely everything that's been described in public. He was asked point blank by Senator Cole and others, what assurance do we have that the administration is not combing through the phone records and emails of innocent Americans? And he couldn't respond directly to that. And it really, I think, goes to the point. And the point is this: there is no accountability in this. At least under the so-called FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, there is a judge who takes a look at what the government's doing and makes a judgment as to whether they've gone too far. Overwhelmingly, the judge has said it's a fine. 20,000 to 5, I think, is the actual count of approved wiretaps versus those that were not approved. But in this case, there is no law governing it, no accountability. I agree with Senator Brownback. It's time for this administration to come to Congress and to deal with this on a bipartisan basis, change the FISA law as they should, and to ask for the tools that they need to keep America safe.
Senator Brownback, let me follow on that point, and I don't think it will take a political science graduate student to detect a little bit more edge on some of the Democratic comments on these questions, but did you detect a bipartisan front emerging in the committee?
Well, I think that would be premature to say it at this point in time. But I do think there is clear agreement that we need intelligence data and information in this war on terrorism. Nobody disagrees with that. And I think there's also clear agreement that we're going to be in this war on terrorism for some period of time. And so we all want, I believe, if possible, for this to go through another set of eyes to be able to maintain the long-term public bipartisan support for the war on terrorism. And that's what I think we need to build towards.
Senator Durbin, if what they're actually doing is what they're saying they're doing, that seemed to be something that the Democrats on the committee said, we should do that. We need to find a way to make it legal.
Absolutely. The administration came to us after 9/11, and they said we don't have the tools to go after these terrorists. What did we do? On a bipartisan basis, we passed the Patriot Act with only one dissenting vote. We said to the president, whatever you need, we're going to give you because we want a safe country. But we want it done within the context of a law enacted by Congress, signed by the president, a law that this president will be bound by and every president. And Senator Brownback, I really think, has touched the core issue here. We need another set of eyes in the process. It is not reassuring, as General Gonzalez told us over and over, to think that there is some, well-trained professional and the National Security Agency who will make a decision on our basic freedoms and liberties as Americans. What we need is to have that check and balance that's been part of our system. I'm going to help this president, any president, keep America safe. But following the law should be the basic starting point for every president.
Let's get some listeners in on the conversation. Again, if you'd like to join us, the number is 800-989-8255. Talk@npr.org is the best way to reach us by email. Let's talk with Roger. Roger's calling from San Antonio.
Good afternoon, Neil.
Afternoon.
I guess my problem with this whole Senate review with Alberto Gonzalez is that there's no knowledge of who they're actually screening. And it's almost like coming into court without evidence. And it's like, how can anybody even make a decision whether you're Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter which side you're on, as to what's really going on? There's no oversight.
And Senator Brownback, I mean, the many senators on both sides express frustration about this. We don't actually know what's going on.
Well, the Intelligence Committee, which I believe Senator Durbin is on, the ranking member and the chairman of that are briefed on a constant basis of what's going on. But there is a limitation on the amount of knowledge spread that's taking place because of the very sensitive nature of the information. So I would disagree that there's not knowledge about what's going on. There is, but it's held at a pretty tight information level.
Well, see, I was understanding, though, that the administration was even before they had a Alberto Gonzalez come over, that they were basically saying that, well, even on the Senate Intelligence Committee, that they're not going to reveal any information.
Senator Durbin, what do you know about that?
Well, I can tell you, I served on that committee for 4 years. I'm not on it at the moment. And the chairman and ranking member of each of the committees, House and Senate, is briefed at a much higher level than the ordinary membership of the committee and much, much higher than the ordinary member of the Senate of the House. And the other thing to remember is they're sworn to secrecy. Everything that they're told is classified, is top secret. Merely repeating it in public would be at least a violation of committee rules, if not a crime. And so you don't really have the active oversight and conversation about rights and liberties in America. So I think that's part of our frustration here. The fact that the administration told members years ago or even recently something they couldn't even discuss in public is hardly an oversight.
You know,
go ahead, Senator Brownback.
If I could just, I want to back up on a point about, and this is every president claims and is protective of the powers of the presidency. And this president is claiming and putting forward Article II powers that he has in the conducting of war, and in this case, a war on terrorism. So to say that they are acting outside of the bounds of law, I think, is to go into an area of the law where there has been a lot of discussion and a lot of kind of pushing back and forth as to where is the boundary of the president's authority. And I think the administration, in some respects here, is saying, well, we're pushing back. We have these inherent powers. What I'm saying is that as we go forward in a long-term war on terrorism and to maintain strong public support for it and for intelligence gathering, that's why we need to amend this sort of law and get another set of eyes involved.
Roger, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Let's talk now with Eric. Eric's with us from Wilson, Wyoming.
Hi. Thank you very much. I really appreciate Talk of the Nation.
Oh,
I have two questions, and mostly for Senator Brownback. Number one is, what I have yet to understand and get a clear answer on, and I don't think the media or even the senators were able to get an answer to this. I don't understand why this FISA procedure is insufficient. From what I understand is that if the president or if NSA, someone has a suspicion about a connection to Al-Qaeda, to some threat, they can head out the door or push the button and get on with it and listen to that conversation, and they can do so for 3 entire days before they ever have to go to FISA. I want to know if I'm correct in understanding that. And if that's the case, and I also have heard that, you know, from bipartisan comments that this court is one of the most responsible, leak-proof institutions in American government. And if that's true, why is that not sufficient? I don't understand that. I just don't seem to hear a clear answer on that from anyone. And
well, let's see if we can get Senator Brown back to give an answer.
Well, that question, I asked Attorney General Gonzalez that question myself, and he said, we don't get turned down much by the FISA court because we go through so much of the procedure ahead of time very thoroughly. And some of these applications are an inch thick, and they take a huge amount of time, and it's very cumbersome. And time is of the essence frequently in trying to gather information and intelligence against an outdated network.
And I think Eric's question is, why, if you can go retroactively 72 hours later back and ask for the warrant, why isn't that sufficient?
Well, the Attorney General is saying it's because the standards are so high, and he holds the system to that standard. It's not going to the FISA court. He is not going to reach any of the violations.
If I could comment on that,
ask a follow-up amount of time. Comment.
Yes, Senator Durbin, you wanted to add in.
I just want to add that I've written directly to the administration and said if there's some way to make this work better, to cut back on the paperwork, and to make sure you can respond on an emergency basis, tell us. You know, this administration came to us, originally the law said 48 hours, and said we need to make it 72 hours. There wasn't even a debate over that. We said, we'll give you the 72 hours. The real bottom line question is, why won't they come under this law and tell us how to make it less cumbersome if it is? Otherwise, frankly, they're going to do it without any legal review.
And may I ask a follow-up question?
In just a moment, if you would, Eric, I just wanted to say that we're speaking today with Senators Dick Durbin, a Democrat of Illinois, and Sam Brownback, a Republican of Kansas, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry.
Yes, and I'm wondering, I hear from from Senator Durbin's comment that there is this seems to be very, very enthusiastic sort of outreach to say, look, we don't want to impede the capacity of the president, the government, to do what it has to do for security. I want them to think that way and live that way and believe that way, et cetera. But what I hear in Senator Durbin's comment is reassuring to me in that they're saying, listen, if no one's trying to interfere with this, but let's remember, and this is why Attorney General Gonzalez's comments were so troubling yesterday. Well, trust me, we wouldn't do anything wrong. You've got to understand, this world and this situation and this challenge is going to survive the tenure probably of Alberto Gonzalez and the staff of the NSA and President Bush and Vice President Cheney and Karl Rove, et cetera. And this is what I think people I'm anxious about is I want there to be a law that disciplines this, not some individuals who happen to say at the moment because of their office that they're going to do this. That's not the American idea. That's not what law is about. I wanted the Attorney General to say, particularly the Attorney General, someone who is supposed to be the mouthpiece of law, look, this is what's important, is that this is a conduct of law, not of individuals who happen to...
Eric, I have to interrupt to say that the Attorney General did say that he felt that he and the President were entirely within the law. There is a disagreement about that, but that's what he said. He didn't say he was planning to violate the FISA Act or any other law. He said what they were doing was entirely in the law, but I wanted to leave time for another caller. Thanks very much for that. This is Charmian, am I pronouncing that correctly, in Floyd, Virginia?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Well, I'm really concerned that we're being asked to trust someone who has, not been that trustworthy in what he has told the American people. And I'm wondering if the Senate and the Congress, the Congress in total, has any plan to really review this as a violation of law. I mean, our liberties are at stake here, and we're supposed to put that in the hands of a man that is hardly trustworthy in my view and in the view of many people I've spoken to.
Senator Durbin, isn't it usually the courts that decide whether something's legal or not?
It is, but just consider for a minute, who brings the lawsuit? If you don't know that you're being spied on, you don't have standing to go into a court and challenge a violation of your personal freedom. If, in fact, something comes out of this program that's used against someone in court, then perhaps that day will come. But because it is such highly classified program and in top secret, there may be thousands of people who are being listened in on at any given point of their day, or their computers being looked at, or emails and such. and no knowledge of it. They would have no knowledge of it. And so it really begs the question. I mean, what we did in 1978 is say we're going to create the exclusive, and that's the word in the law, the exclusive way that the president can wiretap in America. And this is how we're going to do it. You go to this judge, you get approval, go forward. And we created, you know, lots of exceptions, 72 hours and such. And now the administration says, we're not bound by that. Because you voted to go to war against the Taliban, you gave us the authority to do this and perhaps other things. And I think that some of your callers are reflecting the same concern we have. Put it in the law. Make sure this president, every president, is going to follow the law. Keep us safe, but do it within the law.
And let me follow up with Senator Brownback on that. Thus far, the White House does not seem awfully interested in new legislation.
Well, a number of us have asked the questions come to us with your thoughts of how we can make this more workable, and they are hesitant. I think I think this is to be fair, that they are saying that they have Article II powers that they don't want encroached upon by the Congress, and that they are doing this not just because they're the Bush administration, but because this is a constant push and shove back and forth between branches of government of who has what authority, and that this is a limitation being put on by the Congress. I'm simply saying that for us to maintain support for these programs over a period of time, I think this is something that we really should work on together so that we have good, strong, bipartisan support in the country for this intelligence gathering that's so critical in this war on terrorism.
Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Neil.
Sam Brownback, a Republican. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, also with us. Thank you, sir, for your time today.
Thank you.
And we'll be having more on this, of course, as this controversy continues on NPR News. I'm Neil Conan. This is NPR News, and you've been listening to Talk of the Nation.